Okay. It's for me?
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm trying to settle for us this time right here. So we're holding Pei Beis of an Aleph in Sanhedrin in the story of Pinchas and Zimri. We are right now on the second medium line. So we got done saying the different limitations of the din of Tanoi and Poygenboy, and Zimri could have went around and killed him, and Pinchas would have killed Zimri after the Mitzvah, of Pinchas would be Chayev regular Mitzvah. So the Pasuk says, Vayomer Moshe al Shoif to Yisrael. The Pasuk in last week's parasha, it says, let's just get the basic facts. It says, Vayishu Yisrael Bashitim, Vayachal Amuznais Menais Moyov. They were in Shittim and they started doing Zuz with Moyov. Vatikran al Om, Vazifke Elohim, Vayachal Om, Vayishtach Vulilehim. Vayitzom Yisrael Baal Par, they devoured on the Baal Par, Vayikra Af Hashem Yisrael. And Hashem got upset at them, and Rashi says that he sent them a Magefa in them. And then also in Vayomer Hashem Moshe, take a Roshe Am, Vayikra Yisam. And then Vayomer Moshe Hashem Yisrael, Higu Isha Nashav and Smadim Baal Par. Go and kill everyone out that did Baal Par. Then the Pasuk says, Vine and the Ish Mune Yisrael Bom, this person, we'll see who this person was. Vayakrev Elachavis and Midyanis, Leini Moshe, to the eyes of Moshe, Leini called out to Israel, to in front of Adas Ben Israel. They were crying there in Pesach HaOmoy. So, the Gemara Darshan is like this. Halach Shiftei Shal Shimon Eitzel Zimri Ben Salu. They went to Zimri Ben Salu. Amr Loi, they told him, Cain Don and Dinei Nefashis. We're getting judged Dinei Nefashis. V'atu Yoshev Yisraisik. And you were sitting there being quiet. That was the time to them. You're our advocate, so get involved and help us out. So, Ma'asa, what did he do? Amad v'kibetz chav dalet elf Yisrael. He went and gathered together 24,000 people from Yisrael. These are from Shevet Shimon. V'halach etzel Kozbi. He went to Kozbi. Kozbi, we'll see, she was a Nasi Midyan. A Midyani lady. So, Amar Allah. So he told her, Ashmi Li, listen to me. So Amr Loi, Bas Malach Ani. She told back to him, I'm Bas Malach, V'chein Sivali Avi, Loi Tashmi, don't listen, El Gadol Shabem. If you're going to be Mizana, only be Mizana with the Gadol, the Shpitz, the highest one. Amr Loi, he said back to her, Apu Nasi Shevet. They said about Zimri, that he's also Nasi of a Shevet. So he's also a chashiv person. Zimri is better than Moshe. Why? Shushani Lebetin. If you go back to Reuben, Shimon, Levi, so Shimon is the second to Yaakov, Levi's only the third. Hushlishi Lebetin. Mashenkin, your father told you to only design with the God of Moshe. Moshe is coming from Levi. Moshe is third in line. So Tafsa Biblarisa. She was typhus, he was typhus, her, and her blurius is this big part of, they used to let their back part of their hair, and just the neck and like anything from behind, like the ears, used to grow long, and it was like a long ponytail, but it was more than a ponytail, it was just from here and out, it was full of hair, and they grabbed her with that hair. The V8's a Moshe. They brought her to Moshe. So Amr Loi, so they told him, Ben Amram, you Moshe. Zuasura Mataris. Is this lady Asur or Mutter? Din Taimar Asura, if you want to tell me she's Asur, Bas Yisrei Miyatiluch. Who gave you Rishus to marry Bas Yisrei? Now, what's bothering me is the Chayr, what Shaykh is here? If you look at the Seder Apsukim, they were getting, Hashem was upset at them because they did have Avodah Zarah. Zimri comes in over here with his lady, and he starts, they're upset at him and because he's not sticking up for them. And he starts going to undermine Moshe Rabbeinu. The order of events don't really follow, doesn't click. Why is he, this just time to chop around Moshe Rabbeinu now? The issue was to go and save them from, there was the other shayftim here that are putting them in the sun, whatever the story was, how they were judging them. So go out and save them. No, so go undermine Moshe Rabbeinu. Does anyone have a shot here? Yeah.
What was apparent was this. I mean, you know, when you look at Rashi and with the Seder events, that the men and women approached each other. The men made, you know, the men wanted, the women said, not until you do this, and they pulled out some sort of getchka, and then
right.
That what was apparently going on, what was most visible,
mm-hmm.
was the this.
But Hashem, the tiny was in them from doing Avodah Zarah. Right, tell me so about...
Agreed. Especially, although the truth is that the Avodah Zarah, we had this earlier in the Masechta, that the Avodah Zarah was not really... And Avodah Zarah was being done for an ulterior motive, in that the men were not worshipping the Avodah Zarah to be the Avodah Zarah, they worshipped the Avodah Zarah to get what they want. Now, granted, you've got the Gemara on some count, which is always the case, but in any case... I'm trying to remember both sides of the Machlokes, you know, one of the sides of the Machlokes in terms of that, but if you're doing a Avodah Zarah to get something you want, it doesn't really have a din of a full Avodah Zarah. Mm-hmm.
So you're saying, so they came to Zimri, save us. So he said the only way to save you is by, save you guys is by going to Moshe Rabbeinu that way? Right, it's a little far, fine, I hear. So basically, they're standing here in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. So
maybe when Moshe was there, he was
right, so that was the time. Yisrael is the chayr, she was a guy. But the answer to that is she's before my entire Rashi's going to speak out. Okay. So the Nisalmi men are lacha. They forgot. They didn't know what to tell them. Because the thing was, Haboyal Kusis kind of plaguing by. So they didn't know. Go kulam b'chiyah. They all started crying there. All the Sanhedrin, everyone around Moshe. Behind the ksiv, v'heim avoychim pesach olmoy. They were crying in front of the gate of the olmoy, in front of the olmoy. Uksiv v'yar Pinchas ben Elazar. Then the next pasuk says, Pinchas saw him, and he went and he yakum tach edom likach roim hiyadai. Took a sword or a spear. So Marav. What exactly did Pinchas see? So the Gemara is going to give three answers here to what he saw. Amar Rav, Dr. Rav, Rav Maisim. He saw the story that was going on. Vinis Kalach, he was the one that remembered the halachim of Kanoim Pagimbay. So Amar Lai, Achi Avi Abba, the brother of my father's father, which means my great uncle, which he's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Didn't you teach us Bridra Mehar Sinai? You taught us when you came down from Har Sinai, Haboyeles Akusis Kanoim Pagimbay. Haboyeles Akusis Kanoim could hit him, couldn't kill him. So Amar Loi, Karayin the Igrusam, so Moshe told him back, Karayin the Igrusam, the reader of the letter, Iulahavi Farvanka. He should be the one that goes and carries out what it says in the messenger that says in the letter to do. He says, don't give it off to anybody else. You're the one, so you go do it. Now, what's funny over here is the Gemara before said, if the Kanoi comes to Bezin and goes, I see such a scenario or such a case unfolding in front of me, should I kill him or should I not kill him? You don't tell the guy to go and do it. You don't, once you go in and ask, like you, honestly, you lost your Kanoi, but you shouldn't be able to allow to do the Kanoi. So over here, once Pinchas already started like asking Moshe Rabbeinu, shouldn't we?
The act started already.
Yeah. Well, you don't think Zimri did anything yet? It has to be. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense.
Moshe was talking about like this.
What?
The term, obviously.
No, so I said in the beginning that kusis really means the newer Gemaras had changed it to goyim. It means all goyim. The goyim changed it. It censors. But it could be abala goyim or it kusis is for sure lav dafka. All the mafarshim speak out.
Well, just before that when you're asking is because you're asking is it lavdus or just is
there was a little you could say because if you're asking then you're not. you're not such a hot, not such a such a chemist.
So here the pshat is
right. So you got you can say that. What here he wasn't really asking.
He
started asking.
He himself. I mean, if he could do it, fine. He doesn't shoot it with a lot of scratch first. Then he could, you know, he's all.
Right, he really knows. So you'll see the Gemara is gonna. You could say that he didn't want to be Mar Halacha B'Fnei Rabbi. It was some sort of issue like that. Let's see for the next
first
line. It was
the halacha. Then you could say, you know, then you could type check. Am I royal and kach? And it seems like he was. Just that he was coming because halacha's not like that. You think they're all adults? You want
to be? Also,
yeah. I've always wondered if they're related. I've never been sure, but you know this also about Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, that they went and they asked the chief rabbi and the chief Navi and everyone else, and everybody refused to fasten for him.
Yeah.
And so they also had to do what they did on their own. I haven't seen anything unifying but the two events. It's just.
That's not. It's not really Kanai and Pagimbay over here.
Exactly.
That's a different
no,
case.
But it seems to be. We seem to be the same situation as Kanai and Pagimbay, and I'm still waiting for Shotman.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He asked Moshe what to do with the halacha is. That's what it says here, right?
See, did he ask? I'm not sure he asked him what to do. He told him this and this is halacha.
What is?
Are you saying what he's saying? That
did Pinchas go to? He went to Moshe, right?
Right.
And he did what? He asked him the halacha.
He told him, "Didn't you teach us back?"
Does that take him out of the category of Tanoi?
That's what we're saying. So Avram could just say that. But he wasn't really asking. It was more like I'm telling you, this is halacha. It's like a check down. Make sure this is halacha, right? Then you.
Pinchas is telling Moshe.
Yes. Ushmul Amar Pshat number 2.
So what did Moshe answer?
Karayin the one that knows it. You Pinchas, you're the one that Karayin the Igrisa literally means. The reader of the letter should be the one that carries out what it says in the letter.
He's confirming what Pinchas said Moshe taught him.
Right, yeah.
And that he should be the one to do it.
Right, and anyway, he should be the one to do it. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Rosh, Ein Chachmav, Ein Tvunav, Ein Eitzak, Neged Hashem. There's no, you can't second guess. When you're handling Kol Makim Sheyesh Chil Hashem, when it's Chil Hashem, Ein chol can cover Rav. Means you don't. It's not an issue here of being mar alacha b'fnei Rabbi. There's a chil Hashem going on here. You got to go and take the law into your own hands. Third shot is Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rav Lazer Rosh Abam Malach v'hishchis ba'am. He saw that a malach came and was mashchis and started making a magefa. Okay, let's see Rashi's over here. We're holding Zimri Hushlumiel. It's a small little rotten right before Nasi Shevet. Zimri Hushlumiel ben Tzuri Shalei. He was a Nasi of Shevet Shimon. Nasi Shevet Shimon, because come on. Shimon, Sheni Lebatin. Shimon was the second. Levi Shlishi Lebatin. Levi was third. So Rashi explains that Moshe really married Bas Yisrael before Man Torah. She not nitna Torah when the Torah was given. Kulam bnei Noach hayu. They're all bnei Noach. Nichlasu klal mitzvus. They were nichlasu the klal mitzvus. He iman. She was with them. The gerim rab shel erev rab. The other gerim also of erev rab. Also megayer then. For the salmon men olacha. She never loy b'sinai. Boil kusis. Achi Avi Abba, Ahinu Moshe, Shaya Achi, Avi Aviv Aaron, the brother of his father's father. Farvanka Shliya, Akshmul Amar, Mai Vayar, Shein Rosh, Shein Chachma, Klemmer Nitzkar Pasuk, Shein Chachma, Vein Spoon and Neged Hashem. Shekal Makim, Shechil Hashem, Ein Chokin Kavod the Rav, Ein Time you have Chil Hashem, there's no Chil Kavod the Rav. Tigal Hara Pinchas Halach of Pinny Rabbi. Before he passed in front of his Rabbi Moshe, well, he didn't need to reshus Moshe. He never got a formal reshus. He just said, Karayin Nigris, Shalom Yiru HaRoyim, people shouldn't see, V'yilman Lu'ahati the Kusis. People shouldn't learn from the story, and be Mati the Kusis. Vayokam, Vikach, Mechlad Arhash, okay, go to more, back in the Gemara.
Was the Erevav also? They were not Megayer.
They were Megayer. By man, Tayram Rashi tells you they were Megayer.
So everyone's
Megayer. Everyone Megayer, man.
All
eating. Okay. Vayakam, so the pasuk continues on.
The Erev is still sort of they're a separate nation, even though it was in other words, when they had Matan Torah, they were Magaya, the Erev.
Right.
Okay, but then on the other hand, it talks to Alma, referring to the Erev as a different entity.
They're mice, the Geirim. They're real Geirim.
They're real Geirim, right?
But they don't have a shame, exactly. As opposed to beating him up? We said yesterday that Kanayim Paikim, there's three dinim of Kanayim, in the Mishnah says three dinim of Kanayim Paikim Bait. And one and maybe two aren't really so relevant nowadays. One is stealing a klisharis. We don't have klisharis. I haven't seen too many klisharis around. And then the kiss. Not the next one is makal b'kaisim. You don't makal b'kaisim is really not also so common. There's only one other one that boils around this. Throwing rocks on the car of the Shabbos. People call it kanoyis, but in kanoyim paying by, that's not what my shachar doesn't say that. Right? You can't argue that.
No, I thought we asked yesterday.
Yeah, I know you had. I told you, if you look in the rules of the Mishnah, it doesn't say anything about driving on Shabbos. You see a guy eating a Big Mac.
What?
Trefa sandwich. You have Kanoim Pagimai? It may have to be Mafisha Meisura, but there's no Kanoim Pagimai. Mask him around. That's what it says.
No, that's not. Where did Rebbe that
they
only this act is the only
Mishnah? These three, the Mishnah.
No, I understand. But we didn't bring a raya that this is the only here. We said
if it would be other places, shouldn't the Mishnah tell you? Shouldn't the Rambam say that? Rambam doesn't say that.
Rambam just says it's one halakha.
I think so. I think I saw only these. Okay. Rock the Gemara weiter. Vayakam, so the pasuk said, Pinchas Vayakam, he got up, mitchay reida. Vikach, roimach biyadei. And then he took a spear in his hand. Mikan shein nichnasim michli zayin lebeis hamidrash. You're not allowed to go into the Beis HaMedrash with weapons. Because how do we see that from the pasuk? Because it says, he was in front of Vayar Pichas Ben Lazar, and then Vikach, before they were Vayakrev elach estachov, Vayakrev elachov estaminyanis, Vayim Moshe nichol estisrov, Hema boichim pesach omoyim. They're all in front of pesach omoyim. And then Pinchas sees, and we just saw what he saw, and Vayakam is lecha eida. So the flow of events seems to see, and then Vayakrev elach biyada. He got up, and then he took his spear. So Vayakrev says, in the beginning, he wasn't holding, when he came into the base measures, he was not holding his weapon yet. So the story continues on. Shalaf shinina. He disassembled his sword, which means he disassembled the metal from the wooden holster. The nicha bonkloy, and he stored the spear part, the metal part, in his malbush, in his clothing. V'haya nishan v'haylech amakloy. He was using the wooden part of his spear as a cane.
The shaft.
Shaftist, okay. This is before metal detectors. The Kivin Shigia Eitel Shiftish Hashemin. Once he came to the Shevet Hashemin, Amar, so he said like this, Heichem Asinu Shiftish Shalevi Gadol Mishel Shemin. Means, why do we have to be Parish and not do Aver of Zinos, and you guys are allowed to do it? Why does Shevet Levi have to be on a high Mandrego? So Amru, so they said, Nichulai, let him in. He also wants the Mizan. He tiru prushim as a davar. We see now that even the prushim, even the people that are parsh, that are chashiv, they're also going to go and do it. So let's see Rashi's up here. I'm an alpha and I'm a bit. What? There's a lot of people standing around. There's 24,000 people, so he had to get through all these people. I don't know if they were waiting, but they were, you know, Zimri had riled everybody up. Or they riled, we'll see. Okay, Vayakam, Vayikach, Mechlala, Hashel, Abiyadi. Vayisis, until now, it wasn't in his hand. Ha'idah, Sanhedrin, Shayyoshim, Vidanim. They are sitting and judging. Kedixir, Kachas, Korashiyam. Kachas, Korashiyam. Arminim, Perak, Dalid. Cholak, Lambati, Dinim, Ludoyim, Dinim, Fashis. Al Ovin, Par. The din was an par. Shalaf, Shinah, Shalaf, Abarzah, Shabroish, Sha'eith, Sharoimach. Unkulim is Malbush. Rashi on the base, Pei Beis on the base, Nishan Vahaylich HaMakloi, Al Eif Levadei B'li HaBarzel, on the wood without the barzel, Shloi Yiyu Makirin Bay, they should not recognize him, B'nei Shiftai, Shalari Yubay, they didn't want him to chap, he didn't want to chap, them to chap that he was going to kill him. Heichel Metzinu, Klamer, Atem Afkirin Atzlam Achim B'nei Smoyev, you are going after B'nei Smoyev, Ani Lama Lai Asa Kemay Smoyev, Pinchas said, why shouldn't I do like you? He shaved Chali Gadu Mishalchem. Is my shaved better than yours? Shaya Parish Vitar Yaisim and Kulchem. That I should be Parish and Tar more than you? Kivin Shashamu came. Once they heard this, Amruni, you let the Kanis the Kuba. Let him come in. Sha'af, who writes the Kamaisenu? He also wants to do like us. Srachav means Pashmish. He tiri pushing a Sadavar. Vadai Mutilaskin. It's for sure Mutil do this. Shai Pinchas asked the Kamaisenu. Pinchas did like us. Kach amru ha'imdim sham k'shirosh shinichlus. That's what people said when he went in there. Okay.
The spear part and the metal part about 2 feet long. The spear part.
That's got to be at least that big. Well, we'll see.
The Torah museum, so I had a demonstration.
They don't have his spear there.
Him a spear at that time
period. Alright. So Amram Be'echanan. Shisha Nisan, not Slay Pinchas. There were 6 Nisan that happened on behalf of Pinchas right then. Echad Shaila Zimri Lifraish, Vloy Pirish. First of all, Zimri should have stopped doing what he's doing. Echad Shaila Ladaber Libiber. Zimri could have, there were tons of people standing around there. Zimri could have screamed out, help me. So he would have screamed out, people could have, it's a lot of people on one. Right? He went exactly through the male part and the female part of the man and the lady. They didn't slip off from the sword. Now he stabbed them, and he went out and showed everyone the reason why he stabbed them. So otherwise people may have not believed him. So in order, he may have to bend down out of the tent, and they could have fallen, you know, sometimes when you're flipping burgers and stuff, you could, like, lose it, so to speak. So there, he had to, the shish kebab. So, if you had to bend down, it may have fallen off. So, the tent, the mashke, what's called, the lintel, is that the lintel? On top, it expanded higher. Back at Shabbat Malach Vishkis Ba'am. And then the Malach came and started a Magifa, because so they should be distracted, or they shouldn't be able to beat up Pinchas afterwards. So Baba Chafim Fanei Malachim, he came and he threw them down in front of Hashem. Amar Lefanav, Rebbein Shalaylam, Al Eilu Yiblu Chav Dal Elf Nisrael. This is why, because of these two people, 24,000 people should be killed. Shenemar vayu amesim b'magefa arbav esim elef. The mason in the magefa, the people that died in the magefa were 24,000 people. So, basically, the Gemara here says 6 nisim. The Targum Yonah said, and last week's parsha counts 12 nisim. So some of the other ones were that it was more like a smaller spear and ended up being larger as one mace. Also that he had enough kayak in his hand to carry them, to actually pick them up. He counts that as another mace, that he went around, Pinnacles carried him around the Gantz the whole Kleister, around the whole Machina. The other one, there was no blood dripped on exuded him, he would have been potentially tummy, depending when he was in the sky. That depends. Because the Rishonim asked, how could he kill them? He's going to get tummy. So they answer either that he wasn't in the sky until afterwards, or that they were really, really dead until he threw them on the ground. Then that was their final.
He was a kind who was not. he was not.
He wasn't. Depending on the different sheets, it's machlokes. Right. He was niskayin before. So if he was niskayin before, then your kasha, you could have a makom to start your kasha. He was only niskayin after the story, so it's not really so shver. He's not a kohen. He was not a kohen.
No, is a round shaft which has been manufactured. Is this like clean truth though? I mean, there's no.
Chaver yikuchol. Chaver yikuchol. A sword that touched a dead body has been like a dead body itself.
Absolutely. But so that is the metal tip on the end of the shaft.
But it goes.
Then there's a shaft. The shaft.
But the whole thing has been. I think the whole thing has been of a sword.
In which case, expanded, but I've never understood it because my nafkamina.
My nafkamina what?
Tummy. Whether or not the blood congealed, whether or not. Also, one of the reasons given is for the length of the spear.
Right, so that also, accordion, got big.
But if the entire thing has the din of a clebarzel, then it doesn't matter.
But then you say they weren't dead. One day says that no blood drip. Blood is different.
That's right, I forgot that. You're right, I'm wrong, I'm sorry.
Okay.
What's the question?
Can you just get him, yeah?
What's the question? So let's say. What's the problem? You shouldn't be allowed to do this, you mean?
How could it claim? Not really allowed to be
in Tami.
You want to see that's the Kanim. I know. The first time I heard this kasha, I was in Eretz Yisrael by Helmut Chumashir. He spoke this. That's the Kanim. Talks about this. And,
He was a
Kohen. Hey, Hark, Pinchas Zimri, in Tami Lameis. Right. Beginning of this week's parsha, that's Kanim brings it down. That's very frank. That's what Shaitim asked the question. Well, they're learning that there's a machlekes. There's a machlekes if Pinchas was niskayin in the beginning with Aaron or not. Some sheets are told, Pashtus, everyone learns that this is when he got his kahuna. Yeah. So then the kasha doesn't really start then, because he wasn't a kohen when he killed, right? He only was a kohen before, so you have to say either he didn't really kill them, they were geisus him. Or, yeah.
They can't even be geisus.
Why? Because geisus would be.
Can't carry a geisus.
Oh, he can't touch the basis. Okay,
right.
Technicality. Right here. So Ayin Shalom, he brings out a bunch of other nisim that happened to Pinchas.
This is a act to keep Klal Yisrael from.
I'm not giving to Rosh Hashanah. It means that's what had to be done then. Hey, take it or leave it. Yes.
At this stage, when Pinchas says this, about 24,000, how does he know how many people he was trying to say? He's done a lap with 2 months of the year.
Okay, so I'll tell you a shot how maybe he knew 24,000 people. Don't forget, we said he gathered in the beginning of the morning. We said he gathered 24,000 people around him. Okay, those were all standing with people around the tent. What happened is, let me just give you a little background here. Well, the clear of shot is there was a magefa that broke out when they started doing it. When in the beginning, the magefa started, and then Zimri came and the Pinchas came and killed him. So if you look at the psukim here, it says, So the magefa number one, when Pinchas killed Zimri, right then, the other magefa that started, it started right away from the beginning, that magefa stopped. Now, there was a bunch of other people there that were upset at Pinchas, the outside, that could have been riled up. Those people also died. So then you have the next pasuk here tell you, that you are Mason Magefa. A second Magefa, how much was that? Arbav SML, these 24,000 people. These were the Chara all from Shevet Shimon. Rashi in this week's parsha says, the 24,000 were from Shevet Shimon. So then you could say that's how he knew it. 24,000 people were standing around there, they were going to attack Pinchas, they were going to be upset at him, dead, gone.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot that
there was a 24,000. No, but when you read the pasuk, I never knew this until yesterday. You read the psukim, Matiatim Magefa, Amin Yisrael, you think it's all one Magefa. You learn like this now, there's one Magefa that started when they started doing that Avodah Zarah. As soon as Pinchas killed Zimri, that stopped. Then there's another Magefa here that happened because they were going to harass Pinchas, so all those 24,000 people, dead, gone on the floor. So there's people dying in the first Mageva, so we don't know how many people died. The next Mageva says, well, in the Malav, you read the Pesukim regularly, you think that there's one big Mageva and it's 24,000 people.
Right.
But it doesn't really read straight, because the Pesuk should have said, but you have made Mageva above Asim Malav, 24,000, then Vateyatzer Mageva. Why Vateyatzer Mageva? And then I tell you how many people died. It should have been, if I'm telling you the order of events, means 24,000 people died, and then the Mageva stopped. Okay. Let's see Rashi's here. Shaya Lifresh Mina Isha Fishuve Nitil Hargay, and you're not allowed to kill him anymore. Fadaber Lizoik Anshe Shifte Lisayoi, to scream out to people in the Shaved to help him out. Shakivim is Akhusay and Akhusa. Throw away some Dvukim Zebzeh, they're attached. The other Shnitin Rashus, they knew there was a Rashus given Lakanoi Lifkoi Boy, Takanoi to attack him. He didn't want people saying that, you know, he was killed because Pichas didn't like him. Shloy Nishmatu Lifresh Zemizat, to separate one from another. Achiro Shahargam Bedin. He actually, until he saw that he killed them, Bedin. The Yigbiyas Amashkev, Vaitziyam Nidvakim. He took them out attached. Vaihutzuk Lahashpil Haremach. He didn't want to have to lower the spear, Vaishmatu, and they would fall off. The people of Sheva Shimon were turret in and all people dying, and they did not kill Pinchas. He hired up the top. It's two. I think it counts as two nisim, right? Yeah. One, they didn't slip off. One, also, the Malach picked up the door. Let's say it's a smaller door, so he's able to go out instead of crouching his way down. Right. Okay, Zokti Mar Vaiter. I just want to clarify something I said yesterday. That kash we ended the day with of Roidif and Nirdif, hey, should be Pirish. Nirdif should be. We said it didn't. Pinchas has din of a Roidif. Right, and then I asked the Chayr, everyone asked the Chayr, if Zimri has a din of a Nirdif, so just be Pirish. So near different Hatsum Yahmar. So I said yesterday that Pshat is that he's not Mechuyev to be parish from that Veir. So I wasn't so clear exactly in a gather of that. So Rabbi Levix, he told me a mashal like this. When the guy's going to break into someone's house, he has been a veroid. Why? Because the one that owns the house, he's gonna be Maimon Aslam al Mamoinli. He's not gonna, so why don't you say over there, give up your money. Give up your money and you won't have it, the other guy won't have a din of roides. That's the nature of a person doesn't have to be pirish from doing what he's doing. So I remember I walked by the chasna last night and I told him this. He didn't. He said, "Why is he doing an aveira? The guy's mechuyev to stop doing an aveira." So he told me the Mishnah of Malach says that the only time you say nitzan lahatzul me'echa me'evarav is by the other people. Reuven's chasing Shimon, so Shimon could turn around and kill Reuven because Reuven is a righteous. Shimon is not mechuyev to be medactic to matzul me'echa me'evarav. Only other people. Have din of hatzul me'achol me'var means if you would see Reuven, then you have to. If you could trip him instead of killing him, then you can. That's not true.
No, there's a problem. Yeah. That's Yoav.
You have what?
Yoav killed Abner. Yeah, or the other general. Also, he was following him. That was
the story. Very right.
Right. So he was more.
So who? So there.
You should have gotten him in the rib.
Should have gotten him in another spot there. But that was he was a nirdif then.
Yeah, he was being chased.
Right. See that? Okay, that was machlokes there. If he was not able to do that, but in the general dinim of roidis, and the maestro over here, since by kanai plagim boy, if someone has seen Pinchas, and he knows what his intentions are, he knows he's about to kill him. Could someone go and stop Pinchas? Normally we say roidis, someone could stop it, but here. By Kanoi Pogan Boy, there's no one's allowed to stop the Kanoi. Only the Nirdif. And the Nirdif can stop him any way he wants. He doesn't have a din of stopping him of Nitzah Hatzim Echam Eivar. I don't know. He told me it's a Mishnah Malach. I'll have to check it out and see if it is. And he says he brings down one of his rides from this Gemara here.
The conclusion of the Gemara was that Yayat should have wounded
So I have to see how he's going to answer. If it's up in Gemara, I'm sure he's going to answer. I'm sure he'll know how to answer that Gemara.
Well, the point there was that he was expert enough to be able to do it.
That's why you would be
fooled. He's either obligated or not obligated.
There was one other point. One other point was there, if somebody is able, they're obligated. If they're not able, they're not obligated.
Right, and that's that ability that, you know, are you going to be able to stop them by moving in? Or are you not? I haven't seen that twice in terms of the ability. I've seen that.
Okay, let's go. What? Let's go by there. Okay. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Weinen Sie, weil Pinchas war Ifal. Pinchas went and it was Mephal. It's a type of Tfilah. We'll see. It was a starker, a real, like, harsh talking to Hashem. Amram Blazer. Weil Ispal, oh, it doesn't say, weil Ispal, Ella, weil Ifal, Melamin, Kaviochel, Shasta, Plilo, Sim, Koinoi. He was, like, he had an argument with Hashem, so to speak. Because he told Hashem, why don't kill everyone else because of this story. Big Shu Malchi Ashar is a Dachbay. Malchi Ashar is wanting to push him away. Like, who gives you Pinchas the right to talk so stark to Hashem? Amar Lehen. So Hashem said, Inichulay. Leave me. Kanoi ben Kanoyu. He's a Kanoi, the son of a Kanoi. Because why? Because he's a Ben Kanoi, he's from Sheva Levi. And Levi was the one that attacked Shechem by the story of Dinah. Who Meshiv Chema, Abba Meshiv Chema, who is the Meshiv Chema, how do you touch the Meshiv Chema? He's fuck the wrath. Okay, he stops Hashem's anger, the son of one who stops Hashem's anger. Because why? Because Aaron, in Parshas Korach, a few weeks ago, when there was a Magepha there, so Aaron went, and he put the Ketores over there, and he stopped the Magepha.
So,
what's that? Let me just, so, his chilu shvatim mevaze noitzer. The shvatim started being mevaze. Reason ben puti zesh apitim avi ima, his grandfather from his mother's side, agalim lavoidis kechavim. I mean, his lineage comes from Yisrael. We'll see in Rashi how his lineage came from Yisrael, and Yisrael did avoidis zara. So who gives you a right to you're yourself talking about avoidis zara? Who gives you a right to? And gives you a right to kill Nasi Bisrael, hard Nasi Bisrael. Va'akasiv Yichas Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron Akayin. Instead, your Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron, his Yichas is a good Yichas. Okay, what was your question?
Usually, when something happens, an outcome or something. So, why does David Shimon get involved with this? In other words, Shimon and Levi, I always fix it up together because of this previous Maisa. So,
What made Shevet Shimon do this? Okay, so I saw a pshat. It may not be real. I don't know. You can take it or leave it. But the question is, why is Shlumiyam and Suishade, whatever it is, Zirin? Why was he also getting involved? So it came to him. So pshat was when Moshe made all these shayftim to in charge. Kachos Karashiyam. And these Rashi'am should do the they're going to be the Bezdin. So Shevet Shimon was upset. Their chief, their top man, so to speak, he was not included in Rashi'am. So they went to Hayitachin. Oh, you have such a chashuv guy, he's not on the Mayetz. It's like, you know, what do you mean? How can he not be there? They went and riled everybody up. He's our man. Let's get him on the ballot. Let's get him on.
Why wasn't the Shevet made one of the Shoftim?
I don't know why he wasn't made one of the Shoftim. We'll see. Maybe he was bad from the. You have to know why he wasn't one. That's not our issue. But they went and riled him up, and then Zimri, you get riled up enough, so then he said, oh, I'm a chashuv guy, why wasn't I? So then that made him go and do this whole story. So I saw something brought down here.
The whole thing with the Shiva, Lady and Shiva, by Gina,
yeah.
All that is with Achar Weiser, right? What they did is.
Yeah, they did, right. It's still the Kanoi. It's not a Kanoi and Pagan.
That's the reason why they were rebuked.
They were rebuked. Yaakov Avinu, they didn't. No, the time Yaakov Avinu was, he should have asked me. So don't run and do things, right? That was the time.
No, it's because the light, everything that. They're doing. This is that same point where they did. It's because it was after the whole incident already.
Right.
That was the.
But still, it's a mice of kanoyis. So they still they were it was a kina for it. It wasn't. You don't understand why it's a mice of kanoyis.
Yeah,
So Yaakovino had tainus.
Right, that's why. That,
I don't know if it's because it wasn't mutter, because it wasn't.
Once you know that halacha.
Yeah, but it wasn't b'shas ma'aseh then.
That's the answer. I mean, you don't ask each other.
So what's your kasha?
No, I'm just saying that's the reason why. Because it was, he didn't ask Yaakov Avinu. The reason why is because there's no more din of that. There's no halacha like that anymore.
Okay. I'm trying to tell you, you tell me it doesn't go with the rules of the Kanois, I'm telling you it's a Maisa Kanois. It is a Maisa Kanois. Can you agree? Good, that's the end of the talk.
That's just the way you call it. That's so, the halacha to go
to Kanois. Okay, fine, I'm asking. Who said to that? Okay.
Oh,
Zogt Rashi, just see the Rashi see before you see next Gemara. Talilos Riv Ben Kanoi Mishay VeLevi Shekina BeMaisa Dina Tiksiv Hakazoy Niyaseh Zachesenu.
So was that a good thing that they did?
Yaakov Avinu had tainas on them. Was it a good thing? I don't know. Yaakov wasn't wrong. Were they wrong? Yaakov felt they were wrong. I'm not here to judge the story. We got to learn Parshas Vishlach then. We'll see if it was
Ben Kanoi doesn't.
Exactly, yeah. It doesn't.
Not necessarily a positive thing.
No, I didn't say it doesn't mean nothing, not positive. It's doing the son of a Kanoi, it runs in his blood.
Because what Yaakov Tainas on is not the act per se, but it was done in anger.
Keep up on Hargurish, you're saying? So that's okay.
I mean, that's one of the essential aspects of Kanoyas. It's not done because you're in a bad mood, or because it outrages you, or because you.
Well, it does outrage you, but you have to be on that.
No, it's something which is done with shame shema. It has to be done 100%.
Right. Okay. You can still be, you can still be outraged with shame shema. Let's go on. Then meshuvchem arvim meisus kara l'siv ki yotzak kesev k'siv ve'itena seketayres yipuk ketayres avi imoy. Yisro, the Elazar Avi Pinchas. Elazar was the father of Pinchas. Lokach mivnayis Yisro. Diksiv, the Elazar ben Aroi, lokach loy mivnayis putiel, loy liisho. He took from the field for wife. Umfarsh by God, the putiel, ze Yisro. Putiel is Yisro. Shepitim agolim avaydis kechavim. There was a fatim agolim avaydis zara. Amru besaita, putiel ze Yosef. Shepitvid be Yisro. He was a fatim of Yisro. The Gemara answers, umishanina an iavua de ima. The father of his mother from Yisro, Imedimim Yosef. His mother's mother is from Yosef. Imedimim Yosef, Imedimim Yisro. It means there was Sai lineage from Yisro and Sai lineage from Yosef there. They can now mean Sibuti of Lei Putel. Okay. Zok to Gemara Viter. So Armel HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Hakdim Lei Shalom. Go give Pinchas Shalom and show him that you're happy with what he did. And once you give him shalom, so everyone else will be happy. Shnemar lochein lochein amar hini nois and lois b'si shalom. V'ruya kapara zusha tei mechaparis v'ilachas lo'ilom. This kapara that Pinchas did will go on forever, because it says v'bris kunas lo'ilom takas asher kinei le'i l'kar v'ichaper. Okay. Amar Nachman, Amar Rav, Mai diksiv zarzir mosnayim oit Tayosh Umelech Elokim Imoy. So the Gemara is going to darsh him for the word Zarzir. Zarzir, I think it's a type of, is it a type of animal? But Rashi says it's a Gemara. We'll see what it's a Gemara. Zarzir. Dalimeus V'esrim V'arba 424 B'ilais V'alai to Rasha. This is, we're talking about Zimri. Oy Sayyim. That's Zarzir, the Gematria of 420. And the Marsha says the Zarzir is an animal that's shot to the Zima. So Vimtoy Pinchas, the Pinchas waited, Acha Toshas Kaichai, until his Kayach left, until Zimri didn't have any more Kaichas. Pinchas didn't know that the Malach of Hashem means Hashem was with him, was helping him, and he could have killed him right away. He didn't have to wait all this time. Okay. The Mastita Tanan and Bryce, so we learned. One second. Shishim Achinasim Beitzam Achinasim Kibeya Hamoizris. So it turned like mixed eggs, I think. V'hi'aisa karuga malei amayim. And she was like a aruga. She was so full of shikvazara. That was a aruga is in the garden. What do you call that? A furrow, yeah. That was full of water. Amrav Tana, umayshrava, and she was big enough. They say so. She was very fat. That's the answer to the Gemara saying. Shaisa Rachli, she was a very large lady. A besa, which is incredible. It's huge. Tani Rav Yosef, Kaver Shalom Amma. She was her womb was like an Amma, that big. Amar Rav Sheshes. So now we're going to discuss exactly who this name of this person. Who is this? What was the name? Mike Cosby Shema. Her name wasn't Cosby. Ella Shavalnia Basur Shema. Her name was Shavalnoy. Okay. Lomanigu Shema Cosby. Why was her name Cosby? She Cosby Ravia. She like contradicted her father, because the father said only go be Mizana with Moshe Rabbeinu, and she went and was Mizana with Shlumiel Ben Suri Shadai. Okay. Zavracha Cosby Shamar Lavia Cosby Amze. You should go through you. You should go out and be able to kill out Gant Klal Yisrael. Or people from the Yidden. Vayim Darmi Inchi. This is what people say. Ben Kani Lorvi, Lorvini in these reeds. Shavani my boy. What is she doing there? I mean, why is she hanging around that secluded place? Vayisay, she's going to go and be Mizana. Bahadi Kalfi Dikani, and another sprach they said is why these economists also read Shavalni my boy, give Salima. Like she's Mizana, and her mother taught her to once she's Mizana, so people call her mother also Mizana, also Mizana, because she basically learned this from her mother. Okay. Amar Yechon, Hamisha Shemus Yeta. There was five names for Zimri. Zimri was number one. Uben Salu. Shaul Uben Aknanis Ushlumiel Ben Suri Shadai. So now Kumdais, if he was Shaul, so he was pretty old. Just think about it. Shaul Ben Aknanis was from the Yardim, from the people that came down Mitzrayim Yaakovinu. He was here another 210 years, plus this is right at the end. This is year number 40. So this is he's a minimal of 250 years old when the story happened, which is a chiddush to me. So now the Gemara is going to darshan all his names. Zimri Alshanasa Kebeta Moisrus. Abeya Moisrus. Ben Solu. Why is he called Ben Solu? Alshahiskli Avainis Shomashpastai. It was called, it caused that the Avainis, the Averis, should be mentioned from this. Everyone keeps on mentioning this Avera. They talk about it. Okay. Shol al shehishu atzmei dvar veiro. He lent himself to a dvar veiro. Ben Aknan is al shehasa maisa Knan. He did a maisa Knan. Because Knan said, told over to his children, you should go and bedafka and go do zunos. You should love Zima. Uma Shemai, what's his real name? Shlumiel ben Suri Shadai Shemai. His name is Shlumiel ben Suri Shadai. Let's see, Rashi's over here. Veruya Kapara, like halfway down the Amin. Shasta Pinchas, Shatei Mechaper Soilam, Niksiv, the Vizkuna Soilam, Takas Shekin, Lehova Echaper. Dal Meis, Zarzir, the Gematria Hachiavi. Zarzir, that's the Gematria of Zarzir. Masnaim Washanam Tono. Oi Tayosh, Achitash Toichai. Elkum, Shekola Kamois, all the people stand up are belong to Hashem, because Hashem gives them Koyach. Upinchas Leav Yadu. Shakadish Baruch Hu, Shashmoy Melech Elokum. Pinchas did not have to wait until Zimri's Kaich left him. Zinir Beinai, Shateva Zois, this word, Alakum, is Lashon Arbi. Shekol Psichas Teva Sen Al. You have like Al Jazeera, Al Akbar. So it's like the same thing as Al Kum is Al is the Lashon of Aramic, and Kum is the Lashon of Kum getting up. Hashem gives the Kayach. Shishim ve'im adavar remes mikra. There's no remes in the Torah for the shishim. Shenasa beitim shloi ke beitim muzrus shehuklish min his balbal shuk hazar shabtoicha meroy bilois. After all the roy bilois, Venus malas shuk hazara karugam leimaim, like a furrow full of water. Loishava makam mishava shayz ruchav v'yaiser. The kavish shlo apsiyus rachma. And I saw, I think maybe in the mashar or someone on the back, kavish shlo. She was so big. But when they buried her, they only needed one amalama. She had shrunk, or that was the part of her einish. Napshap sichas rachma. Just the cover, the actual, her burial place. She kazog avia. She argued, she contradicted her father. She tziva lea. He commanded her, al tashmi, al gadol shabam. Only listen to the gadol. Kaif bi amze, shchait oisma yadi. Kill them, or shech them through you. Find out me and she Hashem Kazbi, Aymer Davrazesh. Through Kazbi they say this thing. Ben Kani Lorvini Makam Yichud. That's a place where people could do Yichud. Orvini Arava Daka, a thin Arava, Hagadela Ben Hagamim. It grows in between by the marshes. Ashtavin and Balat. My boy, Badi Mishum Zunut Hachlsham. Why did she go there? She went there because of Zunut. Badi Kalfi, the Kani, Klippis Hakanim. The Klippis is the. Peel of the Kanim. Shavanoi, my boy, Badim Shem Zunos Hagosham. Gavs Lima and Yifima. Claimer, Haitiu Shem Gitiyas Salima. Why? She Kivisha Dinsa, since she's Mizana, Karanais is Zoyna Bazaina. They call her Zoyna, the daughter of Zoyna. Hislia, Garim, she Yizkaru, Visapru. They were Garim that they should be spoken about. Losha Lais is Sula. Hamasula and Mapaz that are compared to fine gold. They were compared to, they were measured with the aniyas. They were guarding that people should look after averus. Playing with it here. Five things Kanan was mitzvah to as banam to his children. But one of them was of zimu. You should go love zimu. What's your question? Badana in this world, what would you thought? He's what's the purpose of the Gemara? They all got this.
Let's see the first.
You want to start from there?